ATTAWAPISKAT, the bright lights of Los Angeles are shining on a Northern Ontario talent. Adrian Sutherland's latest album, Precious Diamonds, was named Best Americana Album at the World Entertainment Awards, WEAS, in Los Angeles on January 31. The win marks a major milestone in the Attawapiskat singer-songwriter's career. It's the first time I've actually received an award for my sound recordings. So it felt really good to finally get the first award after doing it for so long and submitting for different awards. I couldn't be more happy, said Sutherland. The WEAS are held during Grammy weekend and celebrate musicians from around the world. Though Sutherland was at home in Attawapiskat at the time, fellow First Nations artist Rhonda Head from Opaskwayak Cree Nation accepted the award on his behalf in Los Angeles. You don't realize at times how far-reaching your music is, Sutherland said. To be getting that recognition on an international stage, it's just hard to believe, especially coming from a small, little village in the far north. Sutherland has been in the music industry for 12 years and has released 5 albums. Precious Diamonds is the second solo album for the former Midnight Shine. The album was recorded in Nashville with producer Colin Linden, a former Grammy winner. It includes 2 songs written and recorded in Omishkigowuk Cree, Sutherland's first language. It's the first time I actually wrote in full Cree for an album. I've always put Cree lyrics here and there over the years, but this time, I was able to do full Cree songs. Just having those songs on this album, it certainly makes me feel proud, and also, you know, I'm doing my part to preserve our language, he said. People have reached out to me saying, thank you for these songs. I know every lyric, and it's helping me learn my language. That response has been really special. One of those songs, Father, carries deep personal meaning for Sutherland. The meaning behind the song is about the loss of a parent, particularly a father. I lost my father many years ago, and a lot of people I know are at that stage in life where they're losing their parents, he said. Sutherland had never written about losing a loved one before, so he chose to do it in Cree. He hopes the song brings comfort to others who have experienced loss while also helping him find closure and new meaning in the grieving process. On the heels of his WEA win, Sutherland was named a finalist for the 2025 Johanna Metcalf Performing Arts Prize. He is among 15 artists selected from a pool of 54 nominees. The award recognizes Ontario-based artists who have made an impact in their field while showing great promise for the future. I was surprised to hear that I was one of the finalists, Sutherland said. As you know, it can be very tough for a lot of artists, especially at the level I'm at. There are so many obstacles you have to overcome. So to have people recognizing your work and progress is such a blessing. The 5 winners will be announced at a ceremony on May 5 at the Gardiner Museum in Toronto. With back-to-back career milestones, Sutherland said he's been feeling a lot of love from his fans and community. People from all over are reaching out and congratulating me, so it feels great, he said. Sometimes you wonder if anyone is actually paying attention, but when you see such a large response, you know people are watching and supporting you. As for what's next, another big project, a book, is still in the works. I just finished the manuscript. I've been working really hard on that, and we're looking at a fall release, he said. And of course, I want to record more music this year, there will definitely be another album coming.